You've got to do it. I know we don't like to hear that. I don't like to hear that. Marge tells me to do the simplest task at home. Why do I have to do that? I'm watching television. All it takes me is 30 seconds. Help her move something. The old flesh. You know, it just rears up. Holy Spirit says, give me 10 minutes tonight. Oh, if you had my schedule, you wouldn't even. I found out the best way to get victory in that is to say, Lord, I'll give you 5 minutes. I'll just be honest with you. Because right now, I'm not giving you anything, if the truth be known. So you take 5 minutes sometime through the day, and you just get quiet. If it's lunchtime, you have to drive somewhere in a park, and you sit, and you just say, Lord, I want to know you. I'm not going to sit here and give you my list of demands, because God knows he's heard them often enough. Well, now, Jim, you're being a little bit, it's not nice to talk that way to God's children. But we're going to start, he's going to start talking to you like an adult. Like an adult. And I'll tell you, when Father comes in and starts talking to you like an adult, it's like, he's heaping condemnation on me. He must really have a problem himself, otherwise he wouldn't be. But the Lord's looking for us to grow up. And in quietness and stillness, you will rise above and sit with me in that heavenly place where you will begin to see me face to face. And a change will happen as I give you my life. Everybody keeps saying, oh, I can just feel in my spirit, great change is coming. Great change is coming. Well, mostly what they're talking about is the world's going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, North Korea's going to bomb somebody, and, Trump's out there thumping on everybody, and Ted's thumping on Trump, and everybody's thumping somebody, There's great change coming. Well, I got news for you. Like I said, this is good news. There is great change coming. And it's going to be, your nature is going to be converted to his nature. And that's going to be the great change that's going to come to the world. Now, let me say this to you. God is going to use all these difficult and challenging things that are going to be coming into the world. Now, I realize that there's a lot of difficult and challenging things that are in the world right now, particularly if you're living over there where the ISIS boys are, But when this shaking starts, are you going to have an intimate relationship with the Lord to where you can hear his voice? If you cannot walk with the footman, how can you run with the horseman, the Bible says. If we're having a hard time and a challenging time in hearing the voice of the Lord now, how are you going to hear him if this nation goes into depression and your money's worth nothing, your 401k is gone, you lost your house? There's going to be a lot of voices screaming at you in that hour. But if you know the secret place, nothing can harm you. And sit with me in that heavenly place where you will begin to see me face to face. And a change will happen as I give you my life, and a change of names as you become my wife. Change your nature. And my glory and love will break forth from your heart, bringing all to repentance and even a new start. You mean when God's glory and love starts breaking forth from my heart, that it's going to bring all to repentance and even a new start? Do you know if we were really walking in the love of Jesus Christ and you get around people, they can sense that love. The Lord gave me a poem sometime back. It says, I'm looking for a people who will listen in this hour. I'm looking for a people who will glisten in this hour. What does glisten mean? I looked it up. It says to shine by a reflective light. I'm looking for a people first that will listen, that will get quiet and they'll get still and they'll come back and listen. And then you're going to start glistening. You're going to be a reflection of me. My nature is just going to flow out of you into the world. For only I know the way through the valley of death, and I will lead you into my perfect rest. And only I know the way to the promised land to bring you into the fullness of my plan. So take my hand and follow me, and keep on eating from the promised tree. And as you do, you will be this life abundant and its reality. And then Oscar goes on to write here, and my glory and love will break forth from your heart, bringing all to repentance and even a new start. For surely as you spend precious time with me, I will show you my plans for eternity. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? He'll show you his plans for eternity. We figure prominently in those plans. If we can identify with our new identity, with who we really are. Right now, we're kind of pretty caught up in stashing some dough in the bank for retirement and taking care of my, you know, temporal situation. For my Father expressed his wondrous love when he sent me his Son from above. For I have redeemed mankind from the wages of sin, that he might come into being instead of to an end. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. I am giving you my glory that you might see the glorious people I'm calling you to be. I'm giving you my love that you might share, to let the world know that I truly do care. What kind of a God does the world know today? A God of the Old Testament. A God of wrath. A God of destruction. And one of the great reasons why Jesus came to this earth was what? To reveal the Father. To reveal the Father. He says, when you see me, you see the Father. To let the world know that I truly do care. And as you share my glory that I am giving you, it will bring the world to a place of sharing my glory too. And as the world does care and as the world does share, it will bring a new heaven and a new earth to bear. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and truly I desire to fill the earth with all of my love. I think I'm going to read one more little thing here, and we'll close. The Lord wants us to know that if you are diligently seeking him, I have some beautiful, painful word for you. It's all good. It's all good. We got a water baptism when you first get saved, right? You go down in the tub. The old man's dead and buried. You got a Holy Ghost baptism. If you have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost, I would encourage you to either hang around after the service, call one of the elders or Brother Oscar, and come in and have a private session with him when he can sit down and explain to you what this baptism of the Holy Spirit is, okay? And then the Lord also talked about another baptism. I will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. And the Lord is saying, there's coming a spirit of burning to my church. Those that are going on with me, he's going to burn up every little bit of chaff that's inside of you, all your funny ways of thinking. He's going to reconcile everything on the interior in your spirit to him. It's going to be a baptism of fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Okay? But that consuming fire is love. That's how he's going to consume it. Okay? But you've got to press into him and say, Lord, I've been baptized in water. I've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. Now, what is this baptism of fire that you're talking about? And let the Lord, yield to the Lord. Go to the Lord and say, hey, whatever it is, I want it. There may be some pain and agony. But you know, ultimately, it's for his glory and for our good. And you're going to have the ability to take people out of wheelchairs. Wouldn't you really give up just about everything you've got to be able to pull a little kid out of a wheelchair? Or people that have Alzheimer's that are in these daggone house and they don't even know who their sons and daughters are anymore. Wouldn't you give everything you've got to be able to go in there and lay your hands on and watch their minds come back? That's what the Lord desires to do through us. Start giving him 5 minutes a day and just go back and say, Lord, I want to know you. That's the only reason why I'm back here. I don't care where it is, if it's on your lunch hour, if it's at nighttime, whatever. And we know we all have the time. I don't even want to ask us how many hours we spend watching television. I'm not even going to go there. That's when you really get into condemnation. But we've got a few minutes, you know. If it's just 5, start out with the baby steps. But be diligent and do it. Because what will happen is God will get so hold of your heart in 5 minutes that you want to do it for 10 minutes, and then a half hour, and then an hour. And the next thing you know, you'll be walking in the Spirit with him all the time.